The message this morning is titled, The Righteousness of God. And our text this morning is from Romans chapter 10, verses 3 through 13, which is one of our readings. But we're going to read it through again, verses 3 through 13. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things lives by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. This message this morning is about the righteousness that only comes through faith in Christ. Or another way of putting this is being right with God only comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Being right with God. Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. Mankind is lost. But God has provided the way of salvation through faith in his Son, Christ Jesus. It is man's responsibility to accept and believe in Christ. God's desire is for all to come to him, to come to faith in his Son, and to know the grace of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 3, it says, for not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. Instead of believing in Christ and having a changed mind and heart, unbelievers work to establish their own righteousness. The righteousness of man is the righteousness of works. It is trying to lift oneself up to God, and no one can fulfill the law of God. Any righteousness of oneself is empty and false. None of us can reach God's standard. We all fall short of God. God's standard is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Here's what it says. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Are you perfect? You're right, Josiah. No, we're not. Then why do you judge? We all need Christ and his righteousness. I meant to take a yardstick with me today, but I forgot. But if we had a yardstick here, and if God's standard is at the very top of it, where would you put yourself? Would you say you were at 1 inch, 5 inches, 10 inches, 20 inches, 30 inches? Or would you say you're almost perfect and at 35 inches? We all fall short of God and do not meet his standards. None of us can be perfect on our own. We need the righteousness of Christ by having faith in him. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, it says that our righteousness without Christ is as filthy rags. Isaiah knew that. The Apostle Paul knew that. And we need to know and believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior to have the righteousness of God, to be right with God. You are only right with God through faith in Jesus Christ and in no other way. Righteousness is only through faith in Christ Jesus. When we believe in Christ, God sees us as having no spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. He sees us as holy and without blame, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. When we believe in Jesus, God does not see our past sins because they've been covered by the blood of Christ. We need to live as we are a new creation. Did you get that? We need to live as we are a new creation. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In Romans 1:17, one of the most important verses in all of the book of Romans, it says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." We live by faith in Jesus Christ. We are just before God by faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and only through faith in Him. Without faith, we are not just or right before God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes. Christ offers us a new righteousness. He is the goal of the law. The law is to point us to Christ. Because in the law, we must realize how unworthy we are. Because none of us can meet the standards of God's law. Christ came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Through faith in Christ Jesus, we are just before God and worthy to come before Him. Only through faith in Jesus Christ are we worthy to come before our Almighty God. Only. In Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 8, it says, "But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching." The word of faith. The word of God is near us, in our mouth and in our heart. It is so important to be in the word of God, so we can understand what it means to be righteous before God, to be saved, and to share our faith. The Word of God is a helmet of salvation and a sword to protect us, as it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We do not need to go to heaven or hell to find Christ. Faith in Christ is available, accessible, and simple to find. You don't have to go to the altar to be saved. Salvation is available to everyone, right where you are today. This says we are to let the word of Christ dwell within us richly. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within us. And if you do, what will happen? As it says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For if the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. We are to believe two things. First, Jesus is Lord. Christ Jesus shares the name, the nature, the holiness, the authority, power, majesty, and eternity of God the Father. Do you believe this? Do you believe in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior and the Son of God? Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. Secondly, do you believe that God the Father raised Christ Jesus from the dead? That's what Romans 10, 9 and 10 says. God raised him from the dead. Do you believe that Christ is raised and ascended into heaven? Oh, I'm sure you all must. You must believe that. Because you cannot just believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins. You must also believe that he is risen today and at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is there in heaven for our justification. He was raised. The resurrection of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is well described in the Scriptures. Many people spoke of it in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. Many people saw him. When we believe, it's also confessing. We're to believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, it says this, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We confess by the Holy Spirit, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. When we call on Jesus and we call Jesus Lord, it is by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit's work in us. Praise God that you are able to call Jesus Lord, because it's only by the work of the Holy Spirit. When we confess that Jesus is Lord, it is not to be given in lip service. It is not just lip service, but in action. We're to be in the Word of God so the Word of God can be in us and we can show it in our actions. We need to be filled with the treasures of God's Word. Are you filled with God's treasure? Now we are to see the action of believing. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 35, it says this: the good man, out of his good treasure, brings forth what is good. And the evil man, out of his evil treasure, brings forth what is evil. We need to fill ourselves with the treasures of God's word, so it will bring forth good works in us. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 11, it's wonderful. It's different how Scripture speaks. 19:11 in the King James says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. In the New American Standard Bible, it says, thy word have I treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Are you hiding and treasuring the Word of God in your heart? We spoke of this morning, someone brought up about the promises of God. You cannot know the promises of God without being in the Word. You cannot know the treasures of God, what He's got in store for us, without being in His Word. In James chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless?" Yes, each and every one of you are a light of the world. But we need to be a light showing what Christ has done for us and is doing. As Jesus and the Holy Spirit have made us righteous through the Word, we are to show it in our actions. But the final and third point of this message today is our salvation is of God's grace through faith in Christ alone. Jesus said, no one can come to God the Father but through Him. We see, and it's so easy in Scripture, sometimes we see things but miss them. What did Jesus say in John 14, 6? "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." No one can come to the Father but through Jesus Christ. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. We need to love God the Son, Jesus Christ, with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. Salvation is offered to everyone by God's grace, mercy, and loving kindness through faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. In Romans 10:13, we read this morning, "For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." In Acts chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32, it says, "And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered." Delivered means to be saved. To call upon the name of the Lord means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You praise God that you can do that. It is no little thing to be able to call on Jesus and to call Him Lord. Oh, you can find people out there today who won't do that. It is a blessing that we can call upon the Jesus and call Him Savior and call Him Lord. God's salvation and righteousness is for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and believes He was raised from the dead. We need to praise God for His loving kindness and that the Holy Spirit has worked in us so we can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We all need more of Christ and less of ourselves. He must increase and we must decrease. The closer we get to Christ, it'll be more of Him in us and less of our flesh and ourselves. He must increase and we must decrease. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise You and thank You for these words. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the gift of being able to come to Your throne of grace, to call upon Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Father, we thank You that the Holy Spirit has brought us to faith in Jesus Christ. We thank You, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.